Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Edition of the show, live Saturday show as always. We're here 7 nights a week, so whatever the day is, Christmas, New Year's, we're always here to take your phone calls. If you want to join us, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, we're going to get into what is a suicide pod, and now they have 3D printed suicide pods, so I guess they were a thing before they were 3D printed. Now anyone can have one. So we'll see about that.
And with technology.
With you tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the captain.
So you can comment on anything we've been discussing tonight or bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Let's get into this story, though. It's happening over in Europe somewhere.
Switzerland.
Apparently somewhere in Europe, you're allowed to bear arms against a sea of troubles.
I don't get the joke. What's that a reference to?
It's a reference to the Hamlet bit where he's contemplating suicide. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune or to bear arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them.
Got it. All right. Thanks for clearing that up.
And quick shout out to Nobody.
I was going to say, you made me think there, if Nobody were on the show, he would have totally gotten that one.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. This is from disclose.tv. 3D printed suicide pods are now legal in Switzerland.
All right.
And so I read this headline. I'm like, all right, I have to check out this article because, like, are there regular suicide pods that are legal? Was it just the 3D printed ones? And why Switzerland? And, like, so many questions. A 3D printed capsule is set to revolutionize assisted suicide. They put quotations around the word revolutionize. It may be legally operated in Switzerland. This is according to an expert opinion obtained by Exit International, the organization that developed the Sarko machine. I don't know what that is. And was first reported by Swiss Info. In 2020, around 1,300 people died in Switzerland through euthanasia. They were cared for by the two largest euthanasia organizations in the country, Exit, no connection to Exit International, and Dignitas, D-I-G-N-I-T-A-S.
How do youth in Asia kill so many people?
Not youth in Asia, youth in Asia.
Oh, that
was a great Megadeth album.
It was, actually, yeah. As a matter of fact.
I think they spelled it differently, though.
No, actually, I think they spelled it the same way.
But, really?
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't think
they spelled Megadeth differently.
Yeah.
M-E-G-A-D-E-T-H.
No, they spelled it differently. They spelled it Y-O-U-T-H.
Oh, that's right. They put the word youth in the front. You're right. At any rate, in 2020, around 13, we covered that, they were cared for by this organization. The current common method is, this is for assisted suicide or suicides, the current common method is the ingestion of a liquid sodium pentobarbital.
Okay.
After taking the drug, the person falls asleep within 2 to 5 minutes before slipping into a deep coma and dying soon after. The Sarko capsule offers a different approach to peaceful death without the need for prescription substances.
Really?
That's what it says.
Just suffocates you?
And there's a...
How does that work?
I don't know if I should read this now or... This is because there's some text here with a picture. I'll come back to that in a second. The capsule is mounted on a device that floods the interior with nitrogen and very quickly reduces the oxygen content from 21 down to 1%.
Wow, so you whip it yourself to death.
The person feels... Devo's song has a new meaning now. It's not too late to whip it.
Wait a minute. Nitrogen? Whippets aren't nitrogen.
Yeah.
I thought whippets were CO...
No, it's nitrogen. The way it works is that
it's NO2, right?
Yeah, it blocks up the receptors that would be absorbing oxygen.
Okay. So you get high.
Yeah.
Or die if there's no oxygen coming later. Right.
And this is what a person goes through. The person feels a little disoriented and may also feel slightly euphoric.
Yeah, yeah.
Before
you will laugh yourself to death in this case.
Before losing consciousness.
Joker approved.
The whole process takes about 30 seconds, according to the article.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Death occurs from hypoxia and hypocapnia, a lack of oxygen and carbon dioxide, respectively. There is no panic, no feeling of suffocation, wow. Nietzsche added.
Wait, that guy's name is Nietzsche?
Yeah.
Nietzsche.
Yeah, I know.
Irony. Yeah, I gotta say, now...
It's Philip Nietzsche, founder of Australian registered company Exit International. The text that I skipped over with the picture says, it's a 3D printed capsule that can be activated from inside by the person who wants to die.
Right, because you can't have someone else do it, otherwise the courts consider that to be murder.
The machine can be taken any place. It's portable, apparently. Mm-hmm. This can
be used more than once, I presume.
I presume as well. Although, I'm like, I know people who are like leery of buying like a used car because like grandma had a heart attack in it or whatever. I wonder if you'd be leery of like buying a used suicide capsule.
I mean, it would presumably you would know it worked, right?
Yeah, it's the one time where someone died in it is
it's a selling,
feature rather
yeah,
than
yeah,
a bug.
Yeah, yeah, oh, that's the good one. I don't want the used one that didn't work.
Right.
Right. You know, the broken one.
I don't know if I want it. I don't know if I want that pod. No one died in it.
The rest of the text here says this can be an idyllic outdoor setting or, for example, in the rooms of a euthanasia organization. And they have a little bit of a sales video here. It looks like it's on Vimeo. I won't go into that.
I think this actually wins my prize for most dystopian thing I have ever heard.
I just want to mention that if you or someone you know is struggling with depression or has had thoughts of harming themselves or taking their own life, and they want to get help, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255 24/7, and it's free.
Or if you've made up your mind, you can just go download the plans for the suicide pod and print it out. Now, do you have to have, like, a really large 3D printer, I imagine? Like, an industrial-sized 3D printer for this?
I don't know. I would imagine that you could just piece this together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in sort of a, you know, part piece-by-piece fashion.
Yeah.
You know, Lego style, if you will, Lincoln Logs, something, you know, but, like, more advanced.
I mean, this is fascinating. You called it dystopian, but...
Well, I mean, it simultaneously reminds me of Children of Men.
Yeah.
And of Futurama.
Tell me more about that. So I've never seen... I've seen Futurama here and there. Children of Men is a movie.
The very first Futurama episode strongly features a suicide booth.
Oh, okay.
Children of Men is a movie where women can no longer become pregnant.
Huh.
And except for this one. Except for this one woman who can or does. And then the movie is about, you know, how does that occur? How do they keep... You know, other people from, you know, something like this were to happen, like they're going to get mobbed if they find out. And there's a war going on, too, so it's all very... I'm not going to spoil it for anybody else who hasn't seen the movie.
Yeah, but part of it involves a... like, it becomes socially normalized to buy suicide pills.
Hmm. I think this is great news that people can do this now because, you know, previously you had to find somebody who is a medical professional and be in a place where it was legal for, you know, suicide to happen because otherwise the doctor's not going to help you with that.
Right.
You know, because they don't want to go to prison. And I think, is it Oregon State that's the only state still in the United States where, or did Washington join them?
The Kevorkian law or whatever.
Was that Oregon or Washington? I think it was one or the other of those states.
I should know this, but I don't. Yeah.
Where it is legal to have doctor-assisted suicide.
No.
And, you know, now you've got a device that anyone in theory can print and build on their own time, and as long as they can find some, you know, the nitrogen? That's it.
Yeah.
You know, plug the nitrogen canister into this thing, press the button on the inside, and it's good night forever.
Well, and like, I'm not saying that this is itself dystopian. I'm saying that this is such an extraordinary indicator of dystopian times. Because, I mean, we shift culture according to our needs. And apparently our needs right now are to be able to, I mean, exercise the most powerful form of disassociation.
Of opting out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has the right of association, which implies the right of disassociation, and this is the highest form of that. So
okay,
I'm not against it, but it does indicate that, like, wow, what is going on
in this
world?
Let's visit a couple more benefits of this thing, right? Because there's some things that, you know, this does that, well, traditional forms of suicide, you know, aren't as cool.
Let's talk about the benefits.
That's not a great thing.
That you've identified here in Moments, Captain. That's on the way. If you want to join us with your thoughts on the suicide pod, and especially if you're one of those people who is against suicide for everybody, I want to hear from you. 603-283-61.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about suicide pods that are 3D printable. You attach a canister of nitrogen, I presume, to this thing somehow, and then you can press a button from inside of the unit. It administers the nitrogen, basically eliminating oxygen from the chamber as you breathe it in, and within 30 seconds, apparently, you are dead, according to the story that you've got with us here, Captain.
It's called the Sarco, S-A-R-C-O, capsule. And, I mean, you've basically covered what it is. It's this futuristic-looking...
It looks really amazing.
It kind of looks like a cryogenics pod from, like, a science fiction movie or series or something.
It looks exactly like a cryogenic pod from multiple science fiction settings.
But we wanted to talk about...
Except that instead of, you know, having, like, liquid nitrogen that freezes your body, it's gaseous nitrogen
that kills you.
Yeah.
We're going to continue, because you said there's some benefits to this, Captain. We're going to get into that.
At least one. It's pretty big that we haven't talked about.
But. We'll get into that coming up here. But first, I'm going to go to Joe. He's in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how you doing,
What's
everybody?
On your mind?
Hey, Joe.
Good. What's up?
Happy New Year, A.N., Captain Kick-Ass, and Nicholas Mountaineer.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
Nicholas.
That's Nicholas to you. Saint Nick. He does look a little Saint Nick.
Saint Nick.
Anyway, go ahead.
I am not without a Saint Nick, thank you very much. Santa
Claus. Right,
I am one of the few adults who truly, honestly believes in Santa Claus, thank you very much.
All right.
I just believe in Santa Claus the way most people believe in spiritual entities, as sort of a non-physical thing that occasionally possesses people. The spirit of generosity.
Very good.
Whoa, there isn't a Santa Claus? What are you talking about?
I am not saying that. I'm saying most adults don't believe in Santa Claus.
But you do.
I do.
Damn right.
Quite firmly.
So, Joe, what were you calling about?
You think they just decided to get you all this cool stuff?
Saw your show last night with you and Bonnie and the dog's name.
Coconut.
With a C.
Coconut.
Coconut, yeah.
Coconut's a co-host?
I tried to type, but I'm not good on a computer, so I couldn't get in. Then I typed Happy New Year on something, so I hope you guys got it.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Yeah, because your show's great. I really appreciate you guys.
What were you calling about tonight?
Gals. Okay, poor misguided Sarah from New Mexico. Now, I already told her that Trotsky was his name's Leonard Trotsky, so she could look it up, was right up there with Stalin, and he was right up there with Lenin. They didn't like him because he says you guys aren't doing a revolution right. And he went to Mexico, and they had him executed. He got an axe to the back of his head. Yeah, that's true. You can look it up. But it's public record. Then with, what's his name, Castro?
Mm-hmm.
His... number one man, he was from Venezuela, a doctor, Che Guevara. He told Castro the same thing. He said, look, you're exploiting the people just like Batista was. You're supposed to get down there because he was right in the factories helping the people and stuff like that. Castro said, oh, you are a great leader for the communist revolution. I'm sending you to Bolivia with 8 men, and I want you to conquer Bolivia. Well, naturally, they were killed. That's what a communist will do. Now, here's the key thing. Historians say, now, you know how bad Hitler is? They say he was responsible for 15 million deaths. Number one was Mao Zedong. They say he's responsible for over 100 million deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two is Stalin, and he's responsible for over 25 million deaths. So these people, the communists, that she worships and thinks they're great, she's like in a group home and stuff like that, and she has different inconveniences in her life. And they wouldn't let her or her friends in a group home live unless they could do bulwark, and then they would get the meagerest of subsistence until they just died.
I'm sorry, who was living in a group home? I missed what you were saying.
Sarah. What's that?
Who was living in a group home? I missed that part of what you were saying.
Isn't Sarah in a group home?
No, she was in a welfare house before, and she's moved into she's living in a trailer, I think, with a guy, and you know, cleaning his house and
that's good.
Something like that in return for rent.
Okay, that's good.
So yeah, she's kind of in a bit of a better place in her life as far as her circumstances, but she's still a communist and she still believes that she can absolutely use force to get her way, or have the government use force to get her way, and it's that.
Yeah, she said it was okay to be slaves to you.
Yeah, she did say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And she thinks it's okay to kill people that, you know, ultimately disagree with her. She wouldn't do it. She just wants to have other guys do it for her to make the world a better place.
Yeah, but they would kill her because they would say that she doesn't have much use.
Yes, yes, they would. And she doesn't, I don't
understand that. Yeah. I'm trying to help her out.
Well, I wish she was listening, Joe, but I don't know if she's hearing the conversation.
Maybe she is. That is standard operating practice.
If you're still listening,
I mean, like, the people that bring about these socialist revolutions always get killed when they succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're revolutionaries, and the new government doesn't like revolutionaries.
Right.
Thanks, Joe. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll tell you about what they. I'll call up tomorrow or something and tell you about what they do to the bottom tier revolutionaries after they get in power.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate
it. That's
Joe calling from Maryland. The number here is 603-283-6160. We are on Kiva in Albuquerque on the weekend, so she may actually be listening to this show. I think a lot of the time she just calls in because she knows she can.
Mm.
You know, she's not actually listening to the show because she has no internet.
We've got a couple of callers who don't listen and only call.
Which is fine. You know, I don't mind because she usually brings up interesting topics. Today was actually a pretty bad call from her about the network marketing thing. But usually she's got some weird story or whatever, and it gives us the opportunity to comment on it. So thanks for the call, Joe. The number is 603-283-6160. Suicide pods, they're 3D printable. They're now apparently happening in Switzerland. The story that you had is all about Switzerland, where they believe that there's no laws that prohibit it.
Right.
But how could you be prohibiting someone from 3D printing a death pod or a suicide pod in their own home here in the United States? Well, you couldn't. That's the brilliance of this story, is that now you don't have to go through some sort of doctor in order to get a suicide assist. You can literally do it yourself.
Well, but I mean, if it's illegal to print those things up, and depending on what exactly is illegal in your country, like your server might have the plans for 3D printing this thing, and thus might be breaking a law, especially if you give those plans over to someone. Or, on the other side, they might say, okay, well, since you've got these plans, you need to track who downloads them and give us the IP address of these people so that we can bust them and go, aha, so you've got this much of this pod made, and now we're going to put you in jail where we can make it harder for you to kill yourself.
I mean, they are having a difficult time stopping people from 3D printing guns. I suspect they're going to have a difficult time.
They can't even stop people from downloading music. So, I mean,
these plans may not be hosted in the United States. They may be hosted in Switzerland. They may be hosted elsewhere. There may be torrents.
But downloading music doesn't keep you from ever paying taxes again.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. These plans are likely available from places outside of the United States, if that is indeed something that they're cracking down on here. And, I mean, this is the first time we've even heard of suicide pods. So
I would call them the ghost of Kevorkian.
I suspect the government gang here doesn't even know that these things exist yet. There's more coming up. Plus the benefits of suicide.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation broke records at least four times this week for its 7-day average of new daily COVID-19 cases. reporting an all-time high of more than 386,000 new daily infections on Friday. That's according to the latest data from Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Demi Niavarampil joins Fox News and reminds everyone...
Over time, we will see more variants. It's not that if we defeat Omicron that suddenly it will be over.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Many travelers are spending the first day of the year waiting at the airport. Data from FlightAware showing over 4,200 flights have been canceled worldwide on January 1st. That includes over 2,400 U.S. flights. Over 5,000 have been delayed. This is USA Radio News. As we head into a new year, coronavirus cases continue to spike.
Florida, New York, and California are leading the way in new coronavirus cases in the U.S. as the country moved past a daily average of more than 300,000 per day, according to figures from the CDC. The highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19 is being blamed for the dramatic rise in recent cases. The CDC recorded its biggest jump in the current trend between December 26 and 27. Since that day, the U.S. has averaged more than 400,000 daily coronavirus cases, which has also sent the seven-day average soaring. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Former NFL coach Dan Reeves died at the age of 77 early this morning. During his long career, Reeves coached the Atlanta Falcons, Denver Broncos, New York Giants, and was an assistant coach with the Dallas Cowboys. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live New Year's Day edition, live Saturday show. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
the coolest mountaineer,
and the Lord Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass, with possibly a future ambassador on the way.
Are you a suicide doctor?
I am not.
Not yet.
I'm a suicidal failure.
You like Suicidal Tendencies?
I do, the band. Yeah. That's the song of theirs, is Suicidal Failure. It's all about this guy. Yeah. It's like, I'm a suicidal failure. I got to have some help. I have suicidal tendencies, but I can't kill myself. It talks about like how he fails repeatedly to actually pull off killing himself.
Well, he didn't have the 3D printed suicide pod when that song came out.
It's true.
This is new technology that is very interesting, and we're going to continue the discussion. Of course, you're welcome to join us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So, you know, we've discussed
and just a quick note on failing to suicide. I honestly go back and forth on the Norse belief that their belief was that your time of death is absolutely written in stone. There's nothing that you can do to bring it any faster or any later. And, you know, under that, if you, you know, print one of these out and you hook it up and, you know, it just doesn't work.
It wasn't
your time to go, which made them incredibly fierce in battle because you were indestructible and, well, immortal until it's time to go. And I honestly go back and forth on that, having heard so many stories about people failing to kill themselves in a various number of ways.
Well, and that's a great segue, because traditional forms of suicide have
detrimental effects to those who fail. Jumping off of a building, for example.
Someone's got to clean it up.
There's the cleanliness factor, right? Somebody's got to clean it and deal with it, and, you know, what did he have? You know, is he contagious with something? You know, all this kind of stuff plays into that. But also there are people who try and fail, and they're left either disfigured or in a wheelchair or brain damaged or, you know, this, and they survive, but in what sort of quality of life?
Yeah, sad.
So this is what I mean by benefits of the suicide pod. Like, it's clean.
Except that by depriving your brain of oxygen, if you do manage to survive, you can end up with long-term brain damage and still not be dead.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Presuming this thing is as effective as they say it is, and, you know, there's not a leak in the chamber or something like that, it's just enough to keep you alive, but depriving you of oxygen and doing long-term damage.
But presuming it works the way it claims it does, it is clean, right? You don't have to. You don't have to worry about, you know, like a big splat, you know, that kind of a thing,
right? You could just throw the whole pot out if you wanted to.
You could.
And honestly, the process sounds pleasant, which is why I'm against it. I actually kind of like
this.
Yes.
Why?
I'm pro-life. In the general sense of that.
So am I, but I think that you should be free to do with your life as you please,
you
including
know, I
end
don't
it.
Like it being any... I agree that you should be allowed to do that,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of liked it being difficult.
Okay, that's interesting.
I kind of liked the idea of, like, if you decide to take that path, you know it's not going to be an easy one to at least get there, because most people are doing it in order to make things easy.
I mean, sure, but, you know, if I'm given 6 months to live or 5 years to live, but I know that it's going to affect my quality of life, I'm not going to be able to communicate or make my own independent choice, use the bathroom, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be able to live like a human being, then I would want an option. You know, I would want to be able to go in a way of my choosing, if you will, in that particular set of circumstances.
Instead of them trying to keep you alive as long as possible and then suffering underneath whatever circumstances.
Sure, I just don't like the incentive changes.
Because it's just a different method, right? Suicide has been around as long as mankind has been around, near as I can tell.
Sure.
So this is just a technological improvement in the methodology of doing that, because if this gets outlawed or somehow banned or whatever, people are still going to be able to commit suicide. There's plenty of bridges. There's plenty of buildings. You can jump in front of a bus, kinds of things.
But, I mean, you know, with, you know, a great fall, there's the possibility that you might just have broken legs at the end of it. And so if you're going to take this shot, then you kind of, you know, you're taking a bit of a gamble. And with a lot of these things, I kind of like the fact that, like, if it is that important, you're willing to do a terrible gamble. And look, I'm not saying it should be outlawed or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Look, if
you're saying it's disturbing to
you. If, like, you know, grandpa's going to die and he wants to choose his own way, I would much rather something like this than, like, shove grandpa off a bridge.
Right. This is a compassionate option. As you said, this could actually be pleasant. It's essentially a nitrous trip on the way out the door. It's just you never come back in this particular case. So I support it from that aspect. But look, let's look at the two different, there's two, you know, general categories of people who want to suicide. There's the people who are in terrible pain, they're terminally ill, their life sucks because of that, and they just don't want to be a burden on their family or whatever, right? Like, they want to go. But then there's the people who are depressed. And these are the people who arguably shouldn't do it, right? The people who, for whatever reason, somebody broke up with them, they lost a job, or whatever it is that sent them down into the spiral of depression, and they start considering suicide. They don't reach out, and they actually go through with it. Those are pretty tragic circumstances, and yes, this would allow them to do that easier without having to consult, presumably, with really anybody, as long as they know how to use a 3D printer.
I don't agree with folks committing suicide because of depression. The one thing I've learned about depression is that no matter how depressed anybody ever gets, it always gets better if you live through it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, socially speaking, I think that those are worlds apart. Like,
sure.
And specifically, say goodbye. Have a conversation with the people in your life. Don't just spring on them. They will never see you again. That punishes people for having cared about you.
Well, sometimes that's what the people committing suicide are after, though.
And I think it is the most cowardly act that one can commit, is to suddenly spring on everyone who cared about you the worst possible thing, in proportion to their caring about you. That's awful. That is an evil act to perform.
Yeah, having
conversely, if you say goodbye and you have those conversations and, you know, give them a chance to talk you out of it, mm-hmm. to make peace with the fact that it's going to happen before it suddenly gets sprung on them.
Yeah, having counseled teens with, well, problems, I can say that sometimes that is exactly what they're after, is to punish, like, their parents, for example, society. Mm. You know, oh, they'll miss me when I'm gone. You know, that kind of a thing. That's exactly what they're after. So it's not, they're not really motivated to kill themselves as in ending their life. They're more motivated to punish the people who've hurt them.
And, well, and since I can't blow up the planet, I'll do the next best thing. Yeah, the Joker mentality of some people just want to watch it all burn.
Right.
The absolute bitterness of it.
Now, to come back to what you were saying, Peakless, about having a conversation, encouraging somebody who's in that circumstance mentally to actually reach out and talk to people, obviously that's something that you want them to do. On the other hand, if they don't keep, if the person they're talking to doesn't keep that information private, if they go and tell the police or something like that, then you get a involuntary commitment, and that can actually push somebody even further down into the world of insanity and frustration. So you got to be real careful who you talk to about those sorts of feelings, because I don't think putting somebody into a commitment is necessarily the best option for them.
I think that this is an incredibly immature way of dealing with this, and I think that our society should grow up. Like, yes, this is unpleasant, this is uncomfortable, but the fact is that there are people who don't want to live anymore, and to make it illegal is causing more problems.
To make suicide attempts illegal?
Yes. Yeah. Just like every other overreach, just like every other time that you claim someone else's property, in this case their body, as your own. You're not solving any problems.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, so as unfortunate as it is for anyone who is in a circumstance where it's just depression, that's, you know, they don't have a terminal illness, something they could get better from, and they do utilize a technology like this, obviously that is a sad circumstance, but even in that circumstance, it's still better because no one has to clean up the mess, you know? I mean, this is definitely a technological advance that is welcome, and it's putting the ability to end one's life into anyone's hands, and in the same way that we should be able to print 3D print guns and decentralize that technology. Yep. To decentralize this technology is also an important step in the right direction, as sad as it can be. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, though, we'd love to hear your thoughts on the matter. It's free talk.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here in the remaining moments. We got enough time for you. If you want to comment, whether it's on the suicide pods, the 3D printable suicide pods. Now, I did look around, at least in an initial search. I couldn't find the plans for these things. It might be that this company is doing the 3D printing and they're keeping the plans to themselves at the moment. But this, you know, could leak out at some point. So we're going to continue. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number 603-283-6160. It's Ian Pecos Mountaineer and the captain in the studio tonight. Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. If you want to subscribe to our podcast, we've got RSS feeds available for you. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to them there. You take that feed, you plug it into your favorite podcast client, whatever that happens to be, and then you'll get our automatic, you know, episodes as soon as they come out. Right, download it straight to your computer or your cell phone device. So head over to feeds.freetalklive.com. We go to Hal calling from somewhere. I don't know where. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm here in Texas. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Hal?
I was just curious. I was thinking that when I was waiting on hold, got to thinking about Julian Assange, and he was thinking about suicide. Came up. Of course, it's more the thing that interests me is, of course, the news on Julian Assange, because I haven't heard anything recently.
The most recent news was not good, and that was that the appeal that was done on the decision from earlier this year, not this year, last year, early 2021, the court in the UK decided that he could not be extradited, but then that was overturned on appeal. So now the UK court has ruled that he can be extradited. However, it is the UK, what they call High Court. That is not the same thing as their highest level court, so this can be appealed, and of course will be appealed. So he has yet to be turned over to the custody of the United States, but unfortunately there has been another step taken towards turning him over to the United States, sadly.
Thus far, they're just slowly torturing him to death.
Yeah, well, he has come down with, what was it that he did? Something like some sort of health condition afflicted him recently, and I don't remember. Stroke. He had a stroke while he was in jail. Shortly after the hearing, I believe, for this.
Yeah, he had a stroke. He had a stroke, and they thought it might be related to a vaccination or a mRNA shot that he didn't maybe want.
Okay, that's the first I'd heard of that speculation. Other people thought it had to do with just the fact that the decision was made to, you know, send him to the United States and that might have weighed in with some stress. But, again, they can still appeal the decision at this point. There's one at least one more level of courts that they can appeal to, so this may be the last stand.
Did you know the law, my understanding, the essence of it is it's like we're the enemy. The 1917 law, the way it is like, okay, he's a spy. He's going to be prosecuted as a spy, and he informed to the enemy, and, of course, he told us, the America and the world. So I guess we're the enemy since.
That's a great way to look at it. Yeah, so he told the truth.
I wish I was smart enough to have thought of that, but I heard it today. Anyway, so, yeah, so, you know, the law and all that, I didn't know anything about it. He got his information from, I heard that also today. He originally got his information from, what was the source?
Chelsea Manning was the case that they are prosecuting him for. At the time, she was known as Bradley Manning and was in the military.
Did he not get his information from... From some other source, some source.
Well, Wikipedia, WikiLeaks has a myriad of sources. I mean, WikiLeaks has been publishing a ton of different documents from government gangs all around the planet. I mean, the Chelsea Manning situation was just one of many publications that they've made. It was one of the ones that made the U.S. government the maddest.
Now, my understanding, they were 100% accurate on everything that was fed through.
The U.S. government isn't saying that they were lying. They were telling the truth, and that's why they're coming after him.
Yeah, you're right. Wikipedia does have 100% accuracy, right?
You mean WikiLeaks?
WikiLeaks. I was just looking at WikiLeaks.
Wikipedia does not
WikiPedia,
have
however, does not. WikiLeaks does, yes.
Hal, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, very important. I wanted to ask you guys, you think, if you guys are part of New Hampshire or something, or kind of start the session. You think the totalitarian government that's well on its way, or however you want to put it, maybe they're already here, are going to leave you guys alone up in New Hampshire? Here's the way I see it.
We're not worth it.
They're already not leaving us alone. I mean, they raided our studios.
If there's a solution. I'm not smart enough to really elaborate on this, but you guys can help me think about this over a period of time. I've been thinking about it for years. Here's our only solution to our dilemma. It involves, people doing what you hear about. I mean, you hear it from all kinds of people talking about, leaders and people on, talk shows and such. You guys as talking about, people who need to come together of, like-minded people. Who want freedom and such, at least we keep our rights, the right to speak without being censored and the right to...
Yeah, that's definitely the solution. And Hal, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. That's step one, though. Step one is getting people together of a like mindset. And thankfully, that is a process we've been in the midst of for not quite two decades here. The Free State Project chose New Hampshire in a vote out of 10 candidate states, and I think it was October of 2003. So we got another couple years before it's finally been 20 whole years since New Hampshire was chosen, but we're close. And people have been moving here ever since that choice was made. Some people came real early, like Dave Ridley. I think he moved up in like 2004, 2005.
Yeah.
And ever since, we've seen thousands of people migrating here to New Hampshire, people who actually care about freedom and liberty and actually understand the non-aggression principle, or libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists. That's step one, is getting those people to the same geographic area. And in our case, it's a relatively small one. So, I mean, you actually traveled here tonight from Concord, Pecos Mountaineer. So it's, it only took, an hour and 10 minutes or something like that, roughly, an hour and 20 minutes maximum. I think you're on the other side of Concord from
A little over an hour and 20.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's easy to travel around New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire's not a large state, so...
And even though it's a small state, it's also highly accessible as far as the political system is concerned. Bonnie just formed an organization called Decriminalize Nature. She's got the chapter here in New Hampshire. She announced it last night on the Freer Talk Live, and I was just telling her, like, when you call these state reps, because she's new to New Hampshire, she's not done this before, but, like, when you call the state reps, you usually get to talk to the state reps. You call them at their house. You call their cell phone number. They don't have a secretary or something.
Right.
There's no... You know, worst
almost
case,
like they're human beings.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes their kid will answer the phone because you're calling their home phone. You know, it's like, you know, can you put your mom on the line?
And I would like to point out that it's a lot of it's the work of people like Snowden and Assange that gets people to lose the illusion of legitimacy
for the state.
That the government has that attracts them to becoming part of a legitimate moral community like we have.
And then there's straight up tyranny like we've seen in the last couple of years with the COVID crackdowns. That has attracted more people here than anything. If there's a bright spot to the the COVID crackdowns, it's the fact that more people are moving to New Hampshire who are ready to go than has ever been the case. 2021
lit a fire,
yes.
If you will.
Well, I also would like to point out the massive increase in homeschooling, which is it's a more of a long term thing, but that is also a huge bright spot in this very dark cloud.
Oh yeah, I'm all about the the future generation. Will we see liberty in our lifetime? Well, I hope so. But if not, we best start educating our children so that they can see it in their lifetime.
Well, check out educationfreedomnh.org. It's a really nice-looking site that explains these new education freedom accounts that New Hampshire has launched just within, I think, the last year or so. And these things are actually allowing people to take some of their taxpayer dollars back and actually educate their kids on their own.
Cool. Real quick, I found out why you can't find the plans for the suicide pod.
The Sarko? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Sarko. It hasn't been released yet. It hasn't been published.
Ah.
They're going to do some testing this year, 2022.
Okay.
And so the inventor, Nitschke...
They're looking for volunteers for the testing.
He says that the pod is safe and will deliver painless deaths. He expects no surprises during the trials held at the Swiss clinic, etc. and so on. Responding to criticism, he says that Exit International will print the Sarko's plans in a book that his nonprofit distributes with methods on assisted dying, which will be restricted to people over the age of 50 who are of sound mind or seriously ill.
Hmm. Somebody's going to scan that book and it's going to be available. Why? But very interesting tech. Out of time for tonight. You can join us tomorrow night online. In the meantime, head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy your first weekend of 2022. Be back tomorrow night with a live Sunday show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.